This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Morning. How many more times? This is Walter Yerkew here. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Is Scoop on the air? Is Scoop there? Not yet? Well, we're going to have to...
I'm right here.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Look who woke up and smelled the coffee. Good morning, Mr. Stanton. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I just had a little issue with I dropped my dog off at the groomers, and they wanted me to wait. And I said, I can't wait. I gotta go. So I'm going now. But anyways, I just got home, and I'm loading up the studio right now. Probably my first commercial break. But that's what we're working on right now. But
okay.
Anyways, Walt. So it wouldn't be 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio without some hiccup, especially on this special day.
Yeah, right. And people got to understand what the special day is about. You want to rock and roll and fill them in after our tribute to law enforcement?
Well, actually, Walt, we might as well do it now because there's no officers murdered in line of duty for this past week. There's a couple killed in line of duty. Two troopers in Illinois. One trooper in Maine was hit by a tire during a traffic accident by some trucker on Interstate 95. But other than that, for once, I guess luckily where it's we have no officers murdered in the line of duty.
So well, that's fantastic.
So. Well, let's hope it stays that way, and let's hope that the men and women that do serve us on that thin blue line, let's hope they remain careful out on the roadways, highways, and byways, because more people get killed doing traffic stops and traffic accidents and driving those Ford Crown Victorias than getting murdered in the line of duty.
But, oh yeah.
Anyways, let's start off our celebration. We have a very special show today. This is our 1 year anniversary. So I can't believe we made a whole year on 7-5 Radio. But it is our 1 year. It's one down, many more to go. Want to give thanks to those who helped make the show what it is today. Because if you told me back in 1997 that when I was in the police academy working for the NYPD that, you're going to be doing a show with one of the guys that worked with Michael Dowd and you're actually going to book Michael Dowd as a guest. I said, what? I said, you're out of your cotton picking mind, man. Go stop smoking that crack. So, but anyway, things have a way, things happen for a reason because, I never thought I'd be on a radio show with some guy down in Tennessee, syndicated by a guy in Utah, and then eventually have my own show from a guy that 20-something years ago told me was nothing but a dirtbag, but now he's my good friend and co-host on this great radio station. But that's where we begin. But anyways, a couple thanks and shout-outs from my side. I want to, of course, thank God for giving me everything that I have today. I also want to thank Sam Bushman for his awesome bumpers, voiceovers, production quality, and just being very tolerant of the two of us, because I know sometimes we can be a handful. And I also want to thank James Edwards for doing the voiceovers during these awesome bumper music, because I mean, these are voiceovers, these are bumpers you don't hear anywhere else. And I wanted to do, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to do started with Red 42 and then moved to 75 Radio is just to do different radio, obviously. I also want to thank our guests that we had on the show, which include, you know, Michael Dowd himself, because if it wasn't for Michael Dowd and Walter and Chicky and I guess Kenny, there would be no 75 Radio. Also, I want to thank our two other guests. We had Gary Byrne on, the author of Crisis of Character, dropping who let us in on the Clinton White House, and JB Gunner from JB Gunner TV, who's just an absolutely hoot to listen to and watch on YouTube. And if you notice on this particular network, those who come in as, like, say, as a guest or fill in, eventually they just never leave. I mean, just look at me, look at Sean Bergen, Jim Lancia, you, Walter, and it's like, if you're good at what you do and you bring something to the table, you know, we don't want to lose you. Also, I want to thank our fill-in hosts, Jim Lancia and Jay from the South, for filling in various times. We hope to have them on again sooner than later. They were always, you know, of course, it's always last minute. Somebody doesn't show up. Wife won't go to work. Wife won't do this. Wife won't do that. So I want to thank them for helping us out. I also want to thank our fans that have contributed to the show in terms of emails and Twitters and tweets and Facebook things. Also, our number one fan. Well, if you look on our website in the blog section, we have one super fan who seems to know us very intimately, call us no good scumbag cops, asking us why would I want to work with some dirtbag scumbag cop, Walter Yerkes or Frankenstein, why I go around call myself Scoop because I'm a fat middle-aged bald guy, you know, but just to set the record straight, I am not bald. I still want to, I'm trying to figure out who's family member does he belong to? Is it your family or my family? Anyways,
you know, I don't really care. Somebody that hasn't moved on, you know, somebody living in the past, you know. So, it is what it is. You know, if I was going to call somebody, you know, no good, dirty cop, scumbag, this, that, or the other thing, I'd have the nuts to sign my name to it. You know, just send stuff anonymously. You know, let's have a discussion about it, right. But, you know, it's time to move on, bud or lady, you know, whoever you are. So,
Dad. Yeah. So, but also, I want to thank, you know, you, Walter, coming on board and agreeing to start this project with us, because, I mean, if it wasn't for, like, you and Mike and Chicky, you know, there'd be no 75 Radio, and I'd just be talking to myself. And we're coming to our first commercial, of course. That's one good thing about this show, is that if you're right in the middle of the sentence, right in the middle of the thought, bump the music will interrupt you and disrupt you. So anyways, we'll be back celebrating ourselves 1 year anniversary on 75 Radio.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S. 205-672-2000. 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back red hot and rolling, thank God. My apologies to our listening audience. I had to go to the pet store, drop off my dog. For grooming. They wanted me to stay there for an hour, and I said, no, I'm dropping off the dog, and I'm gone. Hey, Walter, am I coming in loud and clear?
Yes, you are. We heard all about your dog.
Outstanding. But anyways, like I said before, I want to give thanks to everybody supporting us, bent over backwards for sponsoring us. But also special shout out for Walter Yerkue, because doing this radio show is this therapy. Y'all know about my issues going on with my family. It's it's hard trying to work two jobs and raise a family and not get along with the wife or the kids. But anyways, I absolutely just love doing this radio show here with Walter. And anyways, the first time we spoke, we actually contacted each other through Twitter, and we spoke to each other about 90 minutes. And again, it was therapy. But the other thing about Walter is the I'll break your neck guy, but he's also very smart, very well read, very sensitive and caring. And it's very easy to do a show with him because
I didn't know you had so much. This is all so sudden. I appreciate that, Scoop. Let's try not to make me blush.
Right. Now for show prep, we have a couple of ideas we bounce off each other every week. Because I would talk about this, talk about this. And I was like, okay. So we do our research, and then where we stay on the air, I mean, we do not know what the other person expects. We know some topics of... that we want to talk about that's in the news or that's near and dear to us. But anyways, everything you hear, it's the real us. Every laugh you hear from me is just genuine because, again, I don't know what Walter or guest host or co-host or guest will say or even the commercial. So also I want to give a special shout-out from Pete over at Coshertify who did some new commercials because the other one just sounded just a little too creepy, but and a little misleading, in my opinion. But eventually, him and I are going to get some time to sit down and do a commercial right here for the 7-5 audience. Walt, over to you. What's your thoughts on our 1-year anniversary?
Well, you know, we covered quite a lot, political, satirical, and personal issues over the last year. You know, some of them were happy, funny moments, and unfortunately, there were the sad and horrific moments. The massacres that we've covered, with the shootings out in public, politics, you know, Pocahontas, you know, the Mueller report. We've covered a lot of ground for, well, for me, I can still consider myself a new jack on the air. We had so many things to discuss. We discussed domestic violence and how to get help with it, and suicide prevention, how to get help with that, you know, family things, and how to get in touch with legal aid and things like that. So not only do we, you know, talk about what's going on in the news, we give referrals on how to make your life a little bit better, and we've discussed that a few times. These things are close to my heart, and I'm very, very happy that I was given this opportunity by Scoop and the rest of the crew to come on board and spew my stuff. We've had, like I said, ups and downs throughout the year, but we've been here every week. Every week we've been here. And I want to thank Jay for coming on and helping me out on those days that Scoop had to play hooky and on those secret government projects. And it was probably taking his dog also on those days that he wasn't here. And, you know, all the blessings that we've been given by our fans. And I really mean blessings by both of them. we got more than two fans that listen to us. And, you know, like Scoop said, you know, some of them like us, some of them love us, and some of them absolutely hate us. But guess what? They're listening to us. So we must be doing something right. We must be doing something right. So each week, tune in on Saturday night on 7-5 Radio, right after the political cesspool. So we don't see us stopping anytime soon. We see ourselves progressing. We're going to try to explore some YouTube stuff and some. This way we can tell the stories in real language, you know, not just radio language.
Right.
And, you know, I thought about it for the whole year. I guess my buddy Michael Dowd has the award for the most F-bombs on the air. So even I slipped once or twice. Not with an F bomb, I think. I think I slipped.
No, it isn't.
We did our
one S bomb.
Yeah, we didn't get thrown off the air. We got suspended off of Twitter, but we didn't get thrown off the air here.
So. Right, and we're still
right.
Well, some of the fans we're still thrown off Twitter.
Facebook page that you know, where are you? Where are you? How did you get suspended? And I wrote to one lady. It's just a gift, you know, it's just a gift to get into trouble. So we, you know, we're working on getting it back. You know, we sent our emails in and our explanations. So you know, we're waiting. But in the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook, and I got to open up that Instagram account. I had an Instagram account. And I don't know what happened to it. Forgot all the passwords and stuff. So I'll be doing that this week.
Right. Also, don't forget, you can still talk to us at 75radio.org. That's the number 75radio.org or 75radio.wordpress.com. You can leave a comment there, just like our family member has left us numerous comments. Also, we're at 75_show at Twitter. We do have a Twitter account. It's 75_show on Twitter. Also, again, special shout out to Gary Byrne and JB Gunner. They were the first two people to follow us once again. You know, they know the importance of free speech. They support free speech, and they support 75 Radio. So hopefully once they get their lives in order, because Gary's going through some things and JB's going through some things, they can come back on, because once you're a friend of a show, you have an open invite. So like Mikey Dowd, Gary Byrne, and JB, they have a open invite, and plus they're good guests. I mean, we're not going to have, if you can be a friend of the show and just be a horrible guest, well, guess what? We're not going to have you on because, frankly, you stink. Well, any other thoughts before we go to my creepy uncle?
I'm just happy to be here. Really am. I'm happy to be here.
Right. And I'm also happy to be I'm also happy that you're here because once I first spoke to you on the telephone way back in October 17, you know, I was coming with the idea of a 7-5 radio. I did not want to do just a show or a podcast where we just talk about ISU, about the old days, because it's going to be boring very quickly. But,
right.
I'm frankly surprised how well you've come along in terms of doing this this here wonderful radio show. But, all right, enough of kissing each other's tuchus. Let's get in the meat of things. Joe Biden is back in the news again for things he's been doing for God knows how long. Well, why don't you take this one away?
You know, Joe Biden, you know, give the guy props. He became vice president, you know, on the arm. He didn't have to do anything. All he had to do was ride on the coattails of Barry Obama. And, you know, he did some good things, you know, in his political career and stuff. He was on some committees and things like that. And those were the days where, you know, you respected the people in office. And I guess we're going into our second break, and we'll get right back to that.
So, yep. It never fails on 7-5 Radio. Middle of a great thought, and we get interrupted by bumpers and commercials. All right, folks, listen to commercials, sponsor these people, let them know you heard of, heard about their service or product on 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, Ray.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now reacting to reports that some members of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team are dissatisfied with Attorney General William Barr's initial characterizations of that final Russia report.
I think he's laid out very clearly what his assessment is, and have full confidence in that.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders dismissing the claims made in the New York Times.
Look, I have full confidence in the Attorney General and his assessment. He's one of the most respected members of the law community in the country.
AG Barr released the four-page summary of the Mueller report, and in it he claimed there was no evidence of the Trump campaign conspiring with Russia, and it didn't make a call on whether the president obstructed justice. FBI Director Chris Wray is testifying at a House hearing at this hour on global threats to the United States, and Wray says they've never been greater, and he's warning against complacency. And this is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 4/10. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 4/17. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A teenage boy found in Kentucky claims to be Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared in 2011 when he was six. The boy telling police yesterday he was able to escape captors and run across a bridge into Kentucky. Timothy Pitson's aunt says,
"We hope it's true. What's hard is the story that he escaped from captors, and your mind goes in too many directions that you don't want to think about."
After Pitson disappeared in 2011, his mom was found dead in Rockford, Illinois, of an apparent suicide. Three more women now say former Vice President Joe Biden touched them in a way that made them feel uncomfortable. One of them, a former White House intern, telling the Washington Post Biden pressed his forehead to hers and told her she was a pretty girl. A total of seven women have now accused Biden of similar types of behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
We'll be right back.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Yes, Mr. Edwards, they are still listening, and this is 7-5 Radio, celebrating 1 year on FCC licensed radio here on Liberty News Radio Network. Oh, well, before we were interrupted by Ray Manzarek banging away on the electric piano, go ahead about Mr. Biden. I heard during the break, now there's a total of 7 women accusing him of inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, this is really starting to take off. And, you know, this has been going on for years and years and years, even when he was in the White House, sort of. He's touchy-feely, and that's what he calls himself. I'm a touchy-feely guy. You know, I'm a hands-on guy. Well, yes, he certainly is. And he's not afraid to display it in public. You know, he's kissed, not made out with, but he's kissed, you know, children, you know, both boys and girls, kissed them on the cheek, kissed them on the forehead. His hands are in the wrong place when there's some type of press conference. I don't recall seeing anybody else do that in my lifetime. You know, when there's a news break or there's an award, and he says that he doesn't mean anything by it, by rubbing somebody's shoulders or leaning in and kissing them on the head and sniffing their hair. And, you know, it's something that the man does because he thinks he can do it to get away with it. I think he's a little bit, a lot creepy. And if he's doing this in public, what's he doing to the ladies in private? He has hands. I mean, he's a big man, and he's got huge hands. You can't miss them rubbing up on some lady's shoulders. And these ladies are coming forward. Can you say Bill Cosby, cellmate? yeah, really. If it goes to the point where he's offending people and making them feel, you know, creepy and making their skin crawl, he's got to stop. Now, he held himself some type of a little video yesterday saying that, you know, he thought that he didn't realize that politics was so antiseptic and cold. He's, you know, he likes to connect with people. He says shaking hands and hands on the shoulder, a hug and encouragement. You know, you don't bump your head into somebody's face and, you know, head to head and say, oh, you're a pretty girl. It's just uncalled for in our policies of law, let alone just politics. His thing is now, you know, he says he's understand that the social norms have shifted. Now, as much rumors are about politicians and sports figures and things along those lines, there's no public display of touching somebody that's with you at a press conference. You know, I don't know what else is to say about this man. He's just Uncle Creepy or Creepy Uncle. Now he says he gets it. He says the boundaries have shifted and personal space is much broader than it used to be. You know, hey, you know, I don't care who you are. If you start rubbing the shoulders of my wife or you're smelling her hair, you know, my friend, you're going to have a problem. It's inappropriate. Just don't do it. You know, he's acting like a 14-year-old boy at a MILF convention. You don't have to, you don't have to be doing this kind of stuff. You know, he's married. You know, what's going on there? What is Mrs. Biden saying about all this stuff? Has he creeped up behind Michelle at some point?
No, because, you know, Michelle will give him a right hook.
Well, maybe that's what Joe's looking for. Maybe he likes that. I don't know, man. You remember that movie, Injustice for All, with Al Pacino? And it was a judge Al Pacino had to defend. And the judge reminds me of Joe Biden. Take a look at the pictures of that thing, of that movie. He's just creepy. He's just creepy. I'm sure there's pictures somewhere. Somebody's got pictures. Somebody has to have pictures.
Right.
Not that I want to see him. I don't want that vision in my life. But holy cow, the guy's a creep. And he wants to run for president next year.
He's thinking about running
for president.
That.
I don't know about that. You know, I don't know about that. It's time to move. If he gets elected president, I'm moving. Okay? There, I said it. And I'll go to Mexico or I'll go to Costa Rica. But I just don't get it. How in the world is this man getting away with it? And now he's being called on it. What a shame.
Right.
What a shame.
Right. Right. After 40 years after the fact. You know, he said politics are antiseptic and cold. He's been in politics for over 40 years. He's been a politician. That's his job, politician. But anyways, here's things that go on when the cameras are off. The stories of Biden swimming naked at the vice president's residence, at the VP residence in D.C., and his Delaware home. Now, if he wants to swim naked, that's his business. But now when he has a Secret Service detail around, which include female Secret Service agents. A lot of times being the part of the vice president's Biden detail is one of the worst gigs you can get, because he'll say on a whim, say, I'm going to Delaware, so whoever's got that detail is going to Delaware, including females. In 2009, there's a Secret Service agent was allegedly suspended for shoving Biden after Biden allegedly grabbed the agent's girlfriend's bosom. And also, Christmas parties at the vice president's residence has been canceled because rumors have it that the vice president is grabbing everybody's, all the ladies' butts and bosoms, if you want to be family friendly. I mean, these are just stories that happens off camera, not in the public eye. But also, I did some research. When Jill Biden's around, Mrs. Biden, he behaves himself. But again, there's been photographs and videotape for years of Joe Biden doing what he does best, just being a creep. Now, one of the reasons why this came out is probably because Joe Biden is thinking about running for president. And the last thing the Democrat Party wants is a old white guy running for office again. Also, despite his politics, Joe Biden is somewhat a little bit more to the right of most of these people running for office. I mean, the Democrat Party just went pure socialist. The Republican Party went Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party went pure socialist. So Joe Biden's just a teeny tiny little bit to the right on the in the politics of the Democrat Party. I mean, he called LaGuardia Airport a third world airport, which is absolutely correct. I hated flying out of LaGuardia Airport, and he said if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, everybody that works there is Indian, which, again, he's right again. But anyways, they don't want him running for president as an old white guy. But supposedly, if he picks up Stacey Abrams, who is the losing candidate for Georgia governorship, they might vote for him, or they might put him on the ticket. But, you know, the Democrats want the suckiest candidate, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, who you know, is a straight white male, supposedly, but he's, like, under the age of 50. The gay guy, the gay mayor of South Bend, Indiana, the former Colorado governor, Hickenlooper or whatever. But, I mean, they want total losers, but... You know, Joe Biden, former vice president, he's been in the Congress for forever, or the Senate forever. And, you know, he knows ways and means of D.C., even though he is a Democrat. And he's been in politics way too long. They don't want him. They want, you know, these other losers. So I say go right ahead. I hope Mr. Biden runs, and I hope he's going to lose. No matter who, unless Donald Trump gets caught doing something horrendous, I doubt he's going to lose. His approval ratings between 50% and 51%, and he hasn't even started campaigning. So, anyways, we'll see whatever happens. But he does have some defenders. I know Meghan McCain, who the daughter of John McCain, defended him, and what's the name? Mika Brzezinski from Morning Joe defended him. Now Mika decided to divorce her husband and marry one Joe Scarborough. Mr. Scarborough was a congressman from Florida who had a den intern in his office in early September of 2001. Luckily, when 9/11 hit, everybody forgot about Congressman Scarborough and the dead intern. So, anyways, way to go, Mika. Way to pick your battles. So we'll see what happens. But, anyways, well, as Had to Cry Today is playing, when we come back, we'll talk about the border. Final thoughts on our 1-year anniversary and the future of 7.5 Radio.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago, so I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
This is 7.5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
This is the 1-year anniversary show for 7.5 Radio, and we're not slowing down anytime soon. Anyways, well, as you know, we have a border crisis. We get thousands upon thousands of people per day coming in across our border, surrendering to our Customs and Border Patrol, knowing that they'll be released in the public for a court appearance that they'll never attend. So Donald Trump suggested of just closing the borders. He suggested cutting off aid to Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, which is we shouldn't be giving aid to anybody, number one. and just shutting down the southern border. So the mainstream media, in their infinite wisdom, said, well, if you shut down the border crossing between the U.S. and Mexico, we can't get our avocados and we can't get our tequila. I was like, well, not only are you not going to get your avocados and tequila, because, I mean, other than people that eat Mexican food and put avocados on toast and eat guacamole like my wife, nobody cares. In terms of tequila, well, you know, you have other choices. But anyways, what they're not saying is that if they close the borders, they're not going to get any sex workers. They're not going to get any fine narcotics that still infiltrate our streets. But it's not the besides the, you know, the pot and the crack and the ghettos. It's also the high dollar drugs that the rich people in Northwest D.C. and their West Side of Manhattan use. There's also going to be no gardeners, no farmhands, no maids, no cooks, and no nannies. And there'll be no voters. I mean, you got tens of thousands of people crossing the border, and the Democrats need them for votes because they've totally written off the white working class, all the union workers, the factory workers, the coal miners. They've just written those people off because they think they're deplorable, or we're deplorable. I consider myself part of the white working class. So, and then they got the minorities, black Americans, but they're starting to leave the Democrat Party because they saw 8 years Obama did nothing for them, improved their situation in life. And so they got nothing left but legal immigrants at the, and dead people, but dead people can only vote so many times. Well, what say you on the border crises and the risk of having no avocados in their on our shores?
Well, you know, avocados and tequila and all that stuff that come in other ways, you know, it usually comes in from another country anyway. Not to get shipped out of Mexico to another country and then to over here. It's not like, you know, they're tossing it across the border. So, you know, when they say he's going to close the borders down, I believe that he's talking about just any kind of entry of a person into the great United States. He doesn't, and I don't think Mr. Trump cares about the avocados and the tequila either. It's like people get all bent out of shape when they close the Starbucks down, you know, for an hour to clean the place. They get all mad and angry because they're standing outside. Same thing here. We're going to shut that border down and keep these people out as best as we can. It's going to take a long time for that wall to be finished. You can see that they're working on it and putting things up, but still. And coming in where the wall is not. We have too many people coming in every day, like you said, sometimes thousands a day. And they're bringing their garbage and their wastes and their families and their non-family members are coming in. This is my kid, and he's never seen the kid before that morning. Too many people here are saying, we don't need a wall. We don't need a wall. Well, if we don't need a wall, tell you what, go down to Texas and New Mexico and, you know, the southern border and buy a piece of property. And
right.
Don't have those automatic lights that come on. What are those, motion sensors, motion
yeah.
lights? Because they'll never go off. Because there's nothing but motion going across your yard to get into this country. We have too many people that are not aware. And I'm not just going to say like I usually do. White bread America. It's not just white bread America. It's all people in America that have the left side in their brain and they have no clue on what they're talking about. You know, they see that Jim Acosta interview, what, about a month ago? Oh, there's nobody right. over here coming in the border. Well, you know, he's standing in front of a 20-foot wall. You know, if he was 20 miles down the road, he'd be fighting them with the Border Patrol. You know, Border Patrol would have to be bailing him out. So he's, you know, those kinds of coverage of the wall really mix people up. They're confused, and they're not going to be confused when somebody kills their family member that came over illegally three or four times. That's when some people wake up, and unfortunately it's too late. it's too late. We have a border problem, we have an immigration problem, and we have a crime problem because of it. We have our own crimes. We don't need other countries' crimes to be committed in our country. The murders, and you know, you see it at least once a week. Somebody's murdered, and the guy they caught is an illegal immigrant. Somebody that the left wants in this country. So, right. You know, there's no way to win the war. We have to keep battling. We have to keep battling. And I think Mr. Trump is going to the extreme, and deservedly so. Deservedly so.
Right. Well, as a final thought, we got a couple seconds here. It almost slipped my mind. There's a new movie out called Unplanned. It talked about the head of Planned Parenthood. His name is Abby Johnson. Unexpectedly became pregnant, and she saw what happens in a Planned Parent clinic and became a pro-life advocate. Now, and what's funny about this movie, this whole movie thing, first of all, the networks did not want to take any funding for promoting the movie. I mean, you got Dumbo, you got the Avengers coming out, you got this Shazam movie coming out, and whatever piece of garbage coming out that nobody's going to watch. But, you know, this movie about a woman from Planned Parenthood that wants to deliver a baby, they're not going to take any money for advertisement or airtime. So Twitter, of course, gets involved and, for whatever reason, suspends the Unplanned Twitter's feed. Mm-hmm. So, and then they've been doing some funky stuff with that. They had 100,000 followers 1 minute. Now they're down to 15,000. So they're being shadow banned. They're doing everything they can to not promote this movie. But this movie, with no promotions, being pulled from Twitter, shadow banned on Twitter, being just censored on Twitter and other media outlets, grossed $6 million with no fanfare whatsoever, just by word of mouth. Now, Disney put a fortune in the live-action Dumbo movie, which came in first but absolutely bombed. So, anyways, the theaters, they like money too, so you're going to see this Unplanned movie coming out to a theater closer to you. Now, I did see the trailer. What gets me is that the Planned Parenthood clinic looks very clean, very warm, very welcoming. That's not the case. You go to one of these Planned Parenthood clinics, you go in, it's like the visiting room in a prison, number one. Number two, they don't have any literature about having a baby, preventing a baby, birth control, nothing like that. Just come in, sit down, wait to call your turn, and go in the back. And we all know what happens in the back. And, women does have a right to choose according to the Supreme Court, but, you know, they need to make the choice for life, make the choice for adoption, because it's just absolutely barbaric. You know, the same people complain about animal abuse and the death penalty. They think it's perfectly okay to go in, a woman to go in and to terminate a pregnancy. And our illustrious governor, Ralph Northam, who's a real winner and a Democrat, and a medical doctor at that, said, well, women should have the ability to have a fourth trimester abortion after the baby's born, consult with their doctors as the baby's already delivered. This is the governor of Virginia. But then they covered up his statement with the KKK/blackface outfit. So everybody's talking about that, but nobody paid attention on radio. He said that they should make a decision after the baby's delivered. But that's the media that we have. And that's why you have 7-5 Radio. That's why you have Liberty Roundtable. That's why you have the Political Cesspool. That's why you have Blood River Radio. That's why you have YouTube. And you know, even though they're getting pulled and demonetized or whatever, but I mean, there's a war going on for the minds of Americans. That's why we're out here, and we're not going to be slowing down anytime soon. That's why I say, if you hear commercials, patronize these places, buy their products, buy their services, and say, hey, I heard this on 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio. Well, we got about less than a minute left. Any final words?
We had a good week. Officers weren't murdered. A few were killed in the line of duty, and those are quite unfortunate. And, of course, they didn't come home that night.
What? Go to work. We're done here.
Yep, another one in the can. So, anyways, Walt, it's been a great show, great anniversary. I'm going to pop some champagne after we're done here. Tune in next week, folks. We're not slowing down. We're not stopping. Get the word out. 75radio.org. 75radio.org. This is Scoop Stanton for Walter Yerkew saying goodbye, everybody. Take away, Mr. Edwards.
This is James Edwards for 75 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.